if have I led my own team from a place of enthusiasm the last few weeks, even the last couple months? Not nearly at the level that I should. And that is one thing that I'm absolutely going to reflect it on myself, is to ensure that while in spite of some challenges, there's always challenges in business, it is so important that I make sure that I am doing the things to fill my own cup with hard stops in the morning, hard stops in the evening from a work perspective, doing things to make sure that I have the energy levels and that I have the feeling of momentum that is moving forward, because the team is going to pick up on that.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey, everyone. Well, on this podcast, I talk a ton around hard skills, tools, frameworks, concepts, things that we use as business owners to learn the business side of business. And if you're new to this podcast or to our YouTube channel, we help small business owners, often 300,000 to 3 million. We help them to design a blueprint for their business. The way we do that, three easy steps. Number one, we help them get above the business, not just work on it or in it, but get above it. Number two, we help you to start thinking like the architect of your business. And then step number three, what do architects use? They use a blueprint. We think that you should also have a blueprint for your business. So we talked about hard skills often, how to use tools and frameworks, et cetera. I talk a lot about strategy, talk about the importance of having a very crystal clear vision about where it is that you're trying to go. I believe all of that is true. However, I want to share something. I actually had a different episode I was going to drop this week, but with the recent firing of Hugh Freeze, the interim coach, DJ Durkin at Auburn, had a press conference. It's about 20 minutes long or so, but I'm going to play about a 30-second clip from that press conference that I'm really excited to share with you, and we're going to have a discussion right after.
I think it's important, like in football, you realize this, that it's not always what you do, it's how you do it and who does it. And I think that's a major thing. Like how you do things, how you do anything in life really matters. And you can see a difference in two people doing the same exact thing, but it's there's a difference in how they're doing it. And so that's our first focus. And with an edge and with relentless effort and a certain sense of physicality, it has to be done.
I completely agree with him. I see this so often that business owners have some of the right metrics in place. They have the same strategy, the same marketing and sales strategy, and one seems to be growing and doubling every 3 years. They're growing at a 26% year-over-year clip and throwing off 15 to 25% net profit, and yet the other business owner is stuck. And so he is so right. Oftentimes, we like to look at the what, the strategy, the marketing, the dashboards, and all of that is absolutely important, but it is how you go about doing it, how your team goes about doing it, which is the third part, which is who is also doing it. The one thing that is obviously different is the leaders are different in businesses, but so are the teams. So are the teams. And so while this idea, one of the things I try to, in this podcast, always try to give you one or two things specifically to be able to take away, something that you can kind of reflect on in this. And look, you don't need me to share with you like, hey, you got to have a good team. I mean, that's like saying, by the way, the key to good success is to have systems and processes and have a good team. No crap. Obviously, need to be able to do that. So what is one of the things that we can take away as small business owners from that episode with DJ Durkin? I mean, basically what he's saying is look, yeah, sure. Some of the scheme that Auburn was trying to run offensively as a football team, what they were trying to do is not necessarily bad, but it's the way, how they were going about doing it. Now, in business, We don't necessarily have to talk about having a certain level of physicality as you do on, say, the offensive or defensive line in the SEC. So what does that look like for us? I think for business owners, I think it looks like enthusiasm. And I had to kind of reflect myself this week. If have I led my own team from a place of enthusiasm the last few weeks, even the last couple months? Not nearly at the level that I should. And that is one thing that I'm absolutely going to reflect it on myself, is to ensure that while in spite of some challenges, there's always challenges in business, it is so important that I make sure that I am doing the things to fill my own cup with hard stops in the morning, hard stops in the evening from a work perspective, doing things to make sure that I have the energy levels and that I have the feeling of momentum that is moving forward, because the team is going to pick up on that. And so if you have had a tough year, a challenging year, there's a couple of clients that I work with, they've been frustrated with where things are. They've had, in a couple cases, nearly 10 people turn over in two different businesses. They've had a turnover of 10 people. That is challenging. And yet one of the hardest things to do is to be able to lead with confidence and conviction that, yes, we absolutely have had a tough time, but in the end, we will absolutely be able to prevail. And the only way to do that is you have to do certain things yourself to make sure that you're filling your own cup, because as a business owner, nobody is going to do it for us. And so if nothing else, this is a reminder for all of us that we have to do certain things to fill ourselves back up. If you have been kind of running on empty, if you've been running thin, what are the things specifically for you that give you energy? I'm talking about outside of work, working out, being cognizant of what you eat, being cognizant of sleep, being cognizant of water, all of these type of things, is that little bit over time, they can begin to build. And for me, what often happens, you know, the center console, I have a Toyota Tundra truck. And so in the center console, I tend to like things kind of organized and tidy, but that's one place that it can get kind of messy. And you ever notice that you'll go through maybe and spend 30 minutes kind of cleaning that out, reorganizing that area, or maybe a junk drawer in your office or at home. And you go back through and you start to put it together or cleaned it up. And then it's a few months later down the road, it's back being messy yet again. Oftentimes, our enthusiasm can begin to wane just like that. And so we have to do kind of a control, alt, delete to reset things. And look, those are ideas: working out, water, nutrition, sleep. Those are the baselines. But also, when's the last time you actually sat down and read? How long has it been since you actually got away from some devices and thought on paper, or think in ink, so to speak? These little small disciplines over time can help to give you some of the clarity. Maybe asking the people, your spouse, loved ones, kids, friends around you to have some more guardrails. Maybe it's just been a very difficult season personally. But I think in the end, it's not just always what we do, but it is how we go about doing it and who we do it with. But I specifically on this episode wanted to focus on his point about there can be two business owners, and they're fundamentally, maybe they're the same size, 500,000, 1 million, 1.5 million in revenue. And from a strategic standpoint, the marketing and sales, they're doing effectively the same thing. They're both investing 7% in marketing. They're getting leads from similar sources. They have the exact same team structure, maybe 3 sales and 2 service, something like that. And so they're fundamentally on the outside looking in, it looks like they're doing all the same things. And one is taking off and not a struggle. It's how they are going about doing it. And the one thing about how they're going about doing it is that the business owner oftentimes is clear. He or she is clear. They are not overworked. They're not working until 8 o'clock at night, talking about work all the time. They have boundaries around their time. They have got away from some of the devices, and they leave from a place of enthusiasm. And I wish I could remember the book that really talked to me a lot about enthusiasm. And I actually want to go back and pick up that book and if I can recall what it was. But it was one of the things that, as I was reading it early on, he talked about in that book, the importance of just leading from a place of enthusiasm. Now, he was actually referring to it from a sales perspective, but I think the same thing is true for us as leaders. So this one I thought was relevant given what DJ said. So I decided to change and put this episode in front of some other ones. Hope this served you well. If I can be of any help to you, if you would like myself to help you to create a business blueprint, go to blueprintos.com, blueprintos.com. You can book in a game plan call, find many of the different resources, reach out to myself or somebody on our team. We'd love to be able to connect with you and help you to have a blueprint to grow your business. All right, everyone. Till next time, lead well and go be great. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners, for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/above the business, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. DirectClicksinc.com/above the business.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.